So let's look more closely at definitional issues and then return to the apparent excuses, which, if valid, would rebut the charge of evil. The 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights says, "No one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment." The 1975 UN Declaration Against Torture defines torture as any act by which severe pain or suffering, physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted by a public official on a person for such purposes as obtaining information or a confession, punishing him or intimidating him or other persons. It does not include pain or suffering arising only from lawful sanctions to the extent consistent with the standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners. It adds, torture constitutes an aggravated and deliberate form of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. In the 1984 UN Convention Against Torture, the following words were deleted: to the extent consistent with the standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners. And it concluded simply, it does not include pain or suffering arising only from lawful sanctions. Both documents restrict torture to acts of public officials, although the morally relevant powers can be possessed by others. Within the scope it defines, the convention rejects torture absolutely. It says, no exceptional circumstances whatsoever, whether a state of war or a threat of war, internal political instability, or any other public emergency, may be invoked as a justification of torture.